I have never heard such a beautiful love story.
Oh my gosh.
Like the one for today's second date update.
Craig
is on the phone with us, and today he wants to call a girl named Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Craig went out with her about a year ago, and after they went out, somehow her number got changed or disconnected, and he couldn't get a hold of her for a whole year. And then cut to a year later, Craig is at one of the bars that she frequents a lot, and he runs into her.
Oh, what a coincidence.
And then she has drinks with Craig.
Yeah.
And then after that, her number's disconnected again. What a strange coincidence.
It's a mystery.
But Craig didn't let that stop him.
Yeah.
He persevered.
Yes. Yeah.
He ended up hitting up one of her friends to get her new number, and now we're about to call her and find out why she's not calling Craig back.
Craig, does it maybe dawn on you that she wants nothing to do with you?
She's never said those exact words to me, okay? And I refuse to believe that until she says it.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, people change their number all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. It's crazy.
So if we make this phone call and she says, never talk to me again, you will, honest to God, honor that request?
Of course. I'm not a creepy stalker.
Okay. All right, man. Well, I'm going to dial her phone number and get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back.
God bless you.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello?
Hi, is Jennifer there?
This is her.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Good.
What's going on today? How's your day going? Everything cool?
Everything's good.
Wonderful. Just calling to check in.
Is this some kind of joke that you're playing?
Oh,
nope,
I wish.
It's not a joke at all. You went out on a date with a guy recently, and he liked you so much that he emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why you're not calling him back.
Okay. I haven't really been on a date recently, though.
Actually, this is actually two dates you've been out on with this dude.
Who emailed you? Who is this?
Well, I'll start out by saying you went out with him over a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah, and you guys just reconnected. His name is Craig.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, no. I'm so freaking out for you right now.
Oh my god. How the did he get this number? I have a different number. I changed my number.
Yeah, he told us that, actually. He got your number now because apparently he hit up one of your friends on Facebook and they gave him your new number.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I don't know which friend it is.
We need to find that out.
You need to block them.
I cannot believe someone would give my number out without even asking me.
So I'm going to take a shot in the dark here and just guess that you don't like Craig very much.
That's a good guess, yes.
Okay. Is there a reason why?
I don't know what you know already, but I met him at an antique store, and he was there because he, I guess, also likes antiques.
Uh-huh.
But the entire conversation, I wish that I could remember word for word what exactly he said, but it was so, so strange. He would ask me about, like, previous relationships were like, and I'd be like, well, this is kind of what has happened in my life. And he'd be like, well, when I'm your boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. Not like if I was your boyfriend, but when I'm your boyfriend. And I was like, okay, that's a little too intense for me, especially in the first half hour of meeting someone.
Jennifer, that's the power of positive thinking.
Okay? No!
You say you're already doing it and you'll do it.
It'll happen.
Why didn't you run just then? I mean, just even those words alone are enough to be a trigger point for me.
It was a trigger for me. And he reached out to me over 70 times through text and Facebook, and then I disconnected my number so that he couldn't get to me through my phone number anymore.
Oh my
over
gosh,
70
that
times?
Is so...
How long of a time span are we talking about? Just like a couple days?
This was over the entire year.
It doesn't matter.
That's 70 messages
it's
over the course of a year, all ignored.
That you never replied to.
Nope, not a single reply.
What did you do when you saw him in the bar? I would have pissed myself.
Well, I heard his voice first and I instantly knew who it was. He was behind me and he said, "Hey, Jennifer." And I was like, literally pit of my stomach dropped out because I knew it was him, and I turned around and I didn't know what to do. I'm sure my face was pure shock.
Oh my God, and terror.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't know what to do, so I just said hi, and then he sat down next to me, and he sat there for almost an hour talking to me.
Yeah.
Right. And
then luckily I was meeting someone, and they showed up, and we left and went to a different place.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's not like you can just leave the bar. He's going to follow you, and then that's even creepier because you're in a back alley somewhere with him.
Hey, where are you going?
Exactly.
Here's my question, though, Jennifer. Why did you give him your number again?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Jennifer?
Well, I didn't know what to do because I felt like those sorts of situations, I'm very uncomfortable because I hate to say no to people. So I was like, I'm going to see him again. Is it going to be more awkward if I don't give him my number and like I turn him down at this bar in front of everyone? Or should I just like give him my number and then avoid him like I did last time and just ignore the situation, which is probably not the healthiest approach, but I wasn't sure what to do.
Hey, I don't blame you. Whatever you needed to do to get out of it, I'm fully supportive of you.
So basically, he's a weirdo who loves himself some Jennifer, and Jennifer does not love herself some Craig.
No, I do not love myself from Craig. Oh my God,
Craig. Jennifer, I need to let you know he is on the other line listening to this conversation.
Sorry.
What?
And he wants to talk to you, but...
Oh, my God.
I will not put him on the phone unless you want to talk to him. Because at this point, I feel like he could be a weird stalker dude. You make the call on that. I can just hang up on him. Or if you like want to just tell him off one last time, you can. It's up to you.
I mean, I guess at this point, I guess he heard everything, which is what I was kind of avoiding. So maybe I should just tell him. This is at least not face-to-face. I'm not afraid of him. I'm not afraid of him on the phone with you guys.
Yeah, don't hang up on the crazy stalker. Okay. I mean, you don't want to make him angry.
Craig?
Right?
Craig, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Craig.
Craig,
did you hear what Jennifer was saying?
I heard. I don't. Maybe I did something wrong.
Maybe.
Jennifer, hi. How you doing?
Hi, Craig.
It's great hearing your voice again. I'm so glad I got in touch with you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, listen, I honestly don't know what to say to you. When I saw you at the bar, I was, like, a little overwhelmed and shocked because I've been avoiding you, and I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but you're very intense, and maybe someone will appreciate that intensity. I do not, however. I find it to be very odd, and it's a little overwhelming.
But we got coffee. We had a good time.
I'm not saying that we didn't. It was nice chatting with you. It was fine, but I'm not interested in you, and I will never, ever, ever want to date you, ever. Not going to happen.
That's really clear, Craig. You cannot mishear that.
I don't understand. I mean, we had a great time. You were there. I was there. We got a drink. Like, I don't... How?
You're too intense. I changed my number twice so that you could not get a hold of me.
I thought something just happened to your phone and you had to change in line. Nope.
That was me. On purpose.
So you don't want to date me?
No, I do not. At all.
You know what, Jennifer? You're being very clear, and obviously you don't want to date or get more coffee. So I'll leave you alone. I'm sorry.
Hey!
Are you serious about that, Craig?
Yeah. I mean, if she don't want me to bother her, she just told me. She didn't have to change her number twice.
What? So you're what, like a reasonable crazy person?
Yeah,
I'm not a crazy person. You never said nothing to me.
She didn't respond over 70 times.
I thought you were busy. If she would have said she didn't want to see me, I would have stopped.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I would have known that. That's a lot easier than what I was doing.
See?
Oh my gosh.
Craig, I just need to ask again. I wouldn't feel right if I didn't get clarification again. You're over it then? You're not going to try to hit her up anymore?
Yeah, she has nothing to worry about. She wants Craig out of her life. Craig's out of her life.
Okay.
Wow. Well,
I almost believe him.
I guess I'm glad. I'm sorry, but I think this was for the best.
Jennifer, for future reference, if you don't want to deal with men, just tell them. You know what they'll do? They'll leave you alone.
Okay. Good advice.
Yeah. I'd still be changing your number one more time, Jennifer.
I might, actually.
Craig, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date out of the deal, but at least now you're free to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I spent my whole year looking for her. I feel so stupid.
Oh, my God.
I think we all kind of do, Craig. I think we all kind of do.